Hi, this is Anne Butler, and welcome to the podcast. So, in this episode, I'd like to talk to you about Joe Beverly, the author Joe Beverly. I first discovered this author in 2003, and incidentally, 2003 is when, after many years of reading very few romantic novels, I rediscovered the genre. And the first novel that I picked up in Borders, before that train disappeared from our high streets here in the UK, was a novel called Dark Champion. I read the blurb and it really appealed to me. It's set in medieval times, and it's a damsel in distress and a knight who comes to her rescue. However, Joe Beverly kind of turns this around. So it wasn't what I had been used to previous years, when I had consumed a lot of romantic novels. Coming back to the genre many years later and finding out that the damsel in distress was actually a bit of a badass and could actually fight. She wasn't a warrior, nothing like that. She was just someone who, when push came to shove, she rolled her sleeves up and said, right, I need to save myself, you know. I'm not going to wait for the knight to save me. I need to make sure that I save myself. And she tries, and the novel is full of all these moments. But beside her, and the main female character in Dark Champion is, her name is Imogen. The knight who comes out of the mist is Fitzroger of Cleve. And what's really interesting about this story is their ages. So Imogen is 17. Fitzroger thinks he's around 22, 23 years old. But given this is set in medieval times, I think you can maybe add 10 years to both of their ages, given that the life expectancy back then was probably, you know, you'd probably be lucky if you lived to 40. So they were proper adults by then and considered by society to be adults. So, you know, apply that lens to it when you come to the story, if you do pick this up and decide to give it a go. There are lots of moments, you know, some funny moments between them, some quite difficult moments between them, because there's a forced marriage. And unlike in previous years, when there's a forced marriage, Fitzroger is actually very compassionate and gives Imogen time to get used to him. She has witnessed a lot of bloodshed. There have been battles around and about the castle where she has been holed up, you know, where she's been cloistered, if you like. Her father tried to protect her before he died from all the battles that were going on, as various lords vied for the king's attention, and, you know, led to lots of battles and bloodshed. And so Fitzroger is very mindful of the fact that she is quite sheltered. She's new to all of this bloodshed and battle, and now she has this husband who, you know, she at first wonders if he's going to be a bit of a brute, and he's not. And it's just watching them get used to each other, watching her get used to him, really took me over as I was reading this story. And I thought, wow, the romance genre has come a long way since the more rapey days of, you know, the husband. She's been given to her husband, and, you know, she's his to do with what he will. And this story is a million miles away from that. really enjoyed it, really enjoyable. There were three stories in this medieval lords set of books written by Joe Beverley. You can read them as standalone novels. Dark Champion, certainly you can read as a standalone novel. And I would highly recommend it. I really, really enjoyed it. So it was published in 1993. It has about 300 and so pages. And yeah, if you like romantic novels and you like the medieval setting, then I think this one could be for you. Sadly, Joe Beverley passed away in 2016. So, you know, there'll be no more wonderful stories from her. She received a lot of awards during her lifetime as an author. And she was very well loved by readers of romantic novels. And it's a shame that we'll have no more from her. But yeah, for me, this was one of her bests, and highly recommend it. So give it a go. Okay then, until next time.
This has been Anne Butler, The Book Griffin. You can find me on Instagram by searching for The Book Griffin.